Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Pippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello and welcome in, listeners, at great radio stations like 98 Rock, California's rock station in Sacramento, California. Our friends at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON and 98.3 The Keg in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Big show as our question. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
And we have Marshall on the line. And Marshall, before you start, one of the stories that inspired today's question was the baseball player Reese McGuire. That's his name. He's a catcher for the Toronto Blue Jays. Anyway, he gets busted masturbating in his car in the parking lot of a Dollar Tree. Now, he's from Washington State. You are calling from Washington State, and you say, hey, man, I know this guy. Well, then we get a comment that comes in and says, my wife dated this guy in high school. So plenty of people in this general area.
Nice.
So now,
text him. Give him a call.
The story happens 3,000 miles away, and everyone here is kind of like, oh, Reese. But the one thing you said, Marshall, you said, man, you know, I'm shocked to hear that about that guy. Do you have a friend where you would not be shocked that they were busted for that?
If any of my friends were busted doing that, I don't think I would be too surprised.
I'm thinking of the...
I'm just saying. I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Probably just horny.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah, I could... You know, Miles, honestly, like, if it were you, I'd be like, yeah,
all right,
I know it's illegal. That just seems like something he might do.
Was he hurting anyone?
I know the guy. Yeah, he might do it again, even.
So where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up?
So I hooked up in the Space Needle woman's bathroom.
The old Space Needle before they refurbished it, or the new one?
Yeah, this was like 6 or 7 years ago, probably.
Oh, man, but the bathrooms are much nicer now.
Yeah, it was great, man. This one girl came into the stall right next to us, and she just had explosive diarrhea.
So wait a minute. You're in there doing, and I guess you guys are trying to be quiet now because someone has walked in.
We're trying to be secretive.
And she's having intestinal distress, I believe they like to call it now, right?
Yeah.
Did that kill the mood? Because there's sound, there's smell. I mean, like, all of the senses kind of get involved in that.
Yeah, needless to say, I kind of lost my erection after that.
Okay, that's fair. All right. That is fair.
Yeah.
But keep in mind, now, I know on some level that's frustrating, but here's the thing. When you look at it, that's good.
Was that a planned event or was that spontaneous?
It just happened.
Okay.
The mood hit us.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that's...
What kind of question is that? I had sex in the women's bathroom. I'm assuming spontaneous, not like, hey, baby.
Well, I mean, you might be on the elevator like, we should have sex somewhere up there. You know what I mean?
Well, sure.
Or was it just like...
Not that elevator.
Well, because it's glass.
No, when you go to the Space Needle, they pack you in those elevators so tight.
Oh, yeah, you can't have a conversation.
Right, if you leaned over to somebody, you're like, we should have sex, we get upstairs. You're like,
everyone would turn around.
Oh, my God.
No, you're not.
We get upstairs, my kid's here.
You're terrible.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I know, it's always awkward. Do you have any questions?
Can we have sex in the women's bathroom when we get up there?
Do you realize that guy is touching my butt?
I know, it is weird, the way they pack you in these things. Like, sometimes it happens on subways or buses. Like, they pack everyone in. You realize, like, my groin is pressing directly against another man's ass. Like,
we need
some space, man.
It's always uncomfortable. Awkward.
Yes! Because he knows it, too. You're not going to look at each other, but the guy in front of me, I know he knows. I'm pretty sure there's a man behind me.
You ever brush your dong on somebody when you're trying to scoot by?
Yes.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I feel so bad. You know, because you're not doing it on purpose.
They turn around and give you a look like, did you just dong brush me?
Yes!
Sorry.
I'm sorry, man. Like, what do you want me to do?
It's well, the worst, too, is, all right, well, is when you're stuck in those situations, you can feel it. And then in my head, it's like, don't move.
Right.
Like, yeah, I don't want you to think I'm like, hey.
Look out.
Yeah, and look, sometimes women walk by and their breasts will brush you, right? And you don't get mad. It's understood. It's just, it's so much different.
Oh, yes.
Because no one thinks you did it by accident. If a woman brushes her boobs on me walking by, I know that's not her intent. That's the situation. Somehow, if you have a penis and you do this, man, and let's be fair, 50% of the time, maybe it was intentional. But, like, you feel like you have to explain yourself. I'm so sorry.
Do you ever have someone,
oh, my God,
have,
I'm so, so sorry.
Do you ever have someone walk in front of you with their arms swinging?
Oh, and they swing back
right,
and hit you? Yeah.
Swing right into the side of the
yes.
thing? And then they have this look because their hand stops. And they look at you and you go like,
yeah. Right, yes. You hit me exactly where you think you did.
Jesus.
I hope you're uncomfortable.
Because I am.
Hello, Marcus. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I was in high school, and as you do, you get a little girlfriend and walk down the street. All of a sudden, she wants to find a quick little spot. Unfortunately, the closest spot that I could remember was next to a middle school. It was next to their football field where the old high school used to be. And so we went up the trail next to this little cliff. It's about 1:30-ish because we skipped class. And so we get down to business and I hear snaps of like twigs and leaves and laughter of children. And I'm like, oh, God.
Oh, God. No, not in front of the middle schoolers.
Oh, man, I rushed so quick to get her pants on and my pants on and find her bra. We were just...
What, were you guys just throwing stuff into the trees? I mean, it feels like your clothes should be in some proximity to where you are.
I was probably, like, 16, 17.
So
they were, like,
within
at least
matter.
A good foot.
Sure. Yeah, this is the
it's
one.
Like a child opening a Christmas gift. They ripped through that paper so
different
fast.
Says Christmas is every year. You've been waiting for this for 16
right,
years.
Your entire life.
I mean, this is a different birthday. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I don't feel ashamed about this because it wasn't my choice, but I wasn't going to turn it down. But this chick I dated in high school... put it this way. Every time I hear anything from Def Leppard from Hysteria, this woman crosses my mind because the reason I tolerated this album is because she liked it so much. Mm. And that led to me getting to have sex. But we're at her house. She lives at her house with her mom. She decides she wants to have sex with me. Again, I have no problem with this. She takes a pair of scissors and like cuts a hole in her jeans. So we're sitting in her living room. She's now sitting on my lap, but she's facing me. So... It looks, probably doesn't look discreet, but we're clothed. Maybe that's the way to put it. So, no, I mean, we're going, I'm as happy as you can be, because I'm new to this sex game, but I know I like it. It has been worth the wait, and this girl's throwing it my way. So, yeah, I'll pour some sugar on you, whatever you want to listen to. Her mom walks into the living room. All right, so we stop, you know, moving, but again, her mom sees it as we're being loving, because here's her daughter sitting on my lap facing me. That is the entirety of what she knows. If she had x-ray vision, she would understand what's going on here. Her mom talked to us for like 15 minutes. For like 15 minutes, she's going on and on. And neither of us could move because my girlfriend may have been safe based on where she got the hole. I obviously would not be safe. But as her mom talked, I can feel my excitement going away.
Sure.
And it's a very strange feeling because typically you don't go through that process while you're still joined. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will never forget what that sensation felt like. It was such a weird...
Sad.
Yeah, it was like... It's like it was bowing down slowly, sad. And her mom just wouldn't stop running her mouth. But it ruined it. Mm-hmm. It was good up until then, man. But I'm not ashamed. I just feel weird having had sex with a girl in front of her mom. Hello, Ryan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
Okay, so back in the 80s, I was living in Orange County, California, and every year at Knott's Berry Farm, they have what's called Not Scary Farm at Halloween time. A lot of us would go, a lot of local high schools would go. Hooked up with a girl from another local high school that I had known. We got on the log ride, and if you've ever been on the log ride at Knott's Berry Farm, you know that you tend to sit in a row, and the person that sits in front of you, you kind of straddle and they sit between your legs.
Yeah.
She was wearing a skirt that night. Everything I do. She was wearing a skirt, so all she had to do was pull the skirt up, drop the panties, sit back down on the other log, and we enjoyed the rest
the
of the ride.
Other log.
The other log.
Man, you sell the sexy in this one. hop on the Barkless log.
The kicker was that, we didn't quite finish. So when the ride ended where you pull up and all the people are still standing in line, my pants were down around my knees. So when I got up, all my glory was there for everybody to see. So
what is the response to that?
I got a couple of applauses from some people.
Nice.
And got some boos and hisses also.
Oh.
I mean, look, I'm supportive of what you tried to do. I'm supportive of what you tried to do if I'm not the next person in line. Because if I'm next in line, I'm like, I don't want to sit with that dude's naked ass. Because I know what he was doing. I don't want to sit
there. This log is warm.
I know. It's awfully warm.
That's a good point. You don't want to sit there.
No, I mean, that's exactly. It. If I'm second in line, I applaud.
Wait a minute. You sit on the toilet after somebody just got off of it. It's all warm and everything else.
But they weren't. Everything they came out of their body went in the toilet.
Right. Toilet seats are skin to skin contact. The bad parts fall in that giant hole in the middle, right? This guy, we understand what happens during sex.
Yeah.
You're going to get sweaty. You know where everything pools, right? And exactly where you're going to sit is where all of his bad stuff is sitting right there.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, sex seems cleaner than taking a crap.
Yeah, but it's how you feel about it. Okay. It's just how you feel about it, man. I mean, that's all it is. You're right. It probably is, but I feel... Look, people step in dog poop all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It happens every day. It's just one of these things. And we understand it as excrement. We are not happy that we stepped in this. In fact, you're a little upset, but we deal with it. If I said, you just stepped in semen... Right? Probably cleaner. Mm-hmm. It's less. You're going to lose your freaking mind. That's all. You're 100% correct, but I think psychologically...
And there's public bathrooms, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can walk into the bathroom. We do it, at least twice a week after the show. I know you're in there pooping. I'm in there peeing.
Yeah.
We might chat.
Okay.
I would never walk into a room where I know you're having sex.
Right. For some reason, it just...
Right? There's not public sex rooms. Right. Well, there is. But you gotta be in a light, different kind of thing.
Right.
Okay.
Just saying.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA. More of your calls coming up. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Fred.
And a woman were caught having sex in a bathroom at a Tennessee nightclub last week. That shouldn't be too weird, right? At first, police ordered the couple to leave and get a taxi home, but the two had other ideas. According to arrest warrants, the Clarksville, Tennessee Police Department was called to O'Connor's Irish Pub at 1:19 a.m. on Saturday. A security officer told police a man was in the woman's bathroom and then unlocked the door for them. While one officer escorted the 26-year-old man out of the bathroom, a female officer told the completely naked 28-year-old woman to get dressed. It was clear that the two subjects had been fornicating in the restroom. While the female officer waited, the woman called her back in. The woman said she did not understand what the big deal was. The officer told her that men are not allowed in the women's restroom for safety reasons. The man was escorted out of the building and told to find a ride home because of his intoxication level. A few minutes later, the woman, who smelled of alcohol and also had bloodshot eyes, was escorted out and told to get a cab. We were still on the scene investigating the original incident when the two subjects continued to stumble through the parking lot. Officers kept an eye on them to make sure that neither tried to drive. Instead, they both entered a nearby porta potty. Officers banged on the door several times again before they opened it up. Both subjects' clothing once again disheveled. It was clear they were attempting to fornicate again. Both were charged with public intoxication and indecent exposure and were booked on $2,000 bond.
Ah, romance.
Our question, where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Mike.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Mike?
So we were out. There was a place where I always like to go camping in the snow, and we were talking about it one weekend and decided we should go, and some rookies came along and some girlfriends came along, and so we spent a bunch of time getting them all geared up. By the time we got geared up, we didn't have time to make it out to the spot, so we stopped in the campground close to the spot. So we'll just stay here until it gets light and then go out on out to where we camp at. So it's colder than heck out there. We're all bundled up, and there's a couple of cars. My future wife and I were in a van with four other people, and we're laying in the back of it, spooned up with our sleeping bag over us, trying to keep warm. And so I've got this gorgeous girl spooned up in front of me, so I got ready. And so I started trying to talk her into getting busy, and she's like, no, no, they'll hear us, they'll hear us. I'm like, no, baby, they're all asleep. You know, don't worry about it. So finally, we ended up eventually doing it.
In the van.
And now it's like 40 years later, all I got to do is bring that up, and she'll blush right to the tips.
Well, I mean, you were meant to be, I guess.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she was 12 years older than I was, so she was 30 in this van full of 18, 20-year-olds. And so she was really kind of out of place anyway, didn't know what to do.
She wasn't that out of place.
She was so out of place that she had sex in the back.
Yeah. The van.
Exactly.
Down by the river.
But she was really surprised at some of the things she did at my behest when we were a lot younger.
Well, you know, told her I was too.
That's why you date a younger dude, right?
That's why I date exactly. Younger men.
That's what, exclusively.
Yeah, totally.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I do have a couple questions.
Like what?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a bunch of 18-year-olds, man or female. I'd be like, what's with a 30-year-old?
Well, I mean, you know your buddy's dating her. She's kind of going, all right.
Oh, he was already dating her.
Yeah.
All right.
He's already dating. I believe. That's the sense that I got. Look, if you're not already dating, like, who would you put a spoon with if you're not dating? I want to stay warm. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm. I think
you don't
like
climbing in bed with you, Ted.
2-year-old when I was about that age.
18, yeah.
Dated or had sex with?
I mean, it depends on what you call dating.
Like dating.
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, no offense.
She just called me and want me to come over.
How many times? Right. So, like, you were a convenient booty call.
Oh, probably 15.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. I mean, she made me dinner. She wanted.
Did you ever hang out with her friends?
Yeah, right. I did. And so I was but she never acted like she knew me that way. You know,
if
what
you
mean?
Saw a group of 18-year-olds and there's one person in the group that's 30, you'd be like, what's with that one?
Mm-hmm. Right. Who are they having sex with?
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, so long story short, family all get together every year in June. This is down in California. And we head out to the Colorado River. And, you know, we float, we boat, and stuff like that. So we were floating down the river, and... when one of the daughters of my parents' friends, you know, we were drinking and, you know, she was coming on to me, you know, so we jumped down in the water and we're hanging on to the inner tubes and we kind of just shimmied off our, you know, our bathing suits and no one can see because we're under the water and she just kind of wraps her legs around and we get busy right there.
In the river.
And then her parents were, you know, right there floating down. My parents were right there floating down. Conversation still just going normal. And me and her just going, you know, going at it. And no one had any idea. And, yeah. It was pretty fun.
I mean, I admire that. I don't know if I could fight through being able to hear my parents' voices, having a conversation.
If I'm floating down the river having sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not paying attention to anything.
I'm not, but you have to pay attention. Because just based on who you're with. If you're floating down the river with me, I'd be like, dude, I don't want to see your ass, but, you know.
But again, I think it's just age thing. Because at that age, you have a lot of sex, like, hiding in your parents' home or whatever.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
You're right. As an adult, you'd be like, no, hell no.
Go to the bed, the one that we got the room at for the night.
Yeah.
Right. You lose all your spontaneity because you don't need.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hooking up with a girl once, like, on the stairs in my house of, like, to the basement.
Right, because everything has to be covert. Like, we can't.
But it's wild. I mean, right, anybody could open that door at any time.
Sure. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
But you're making out with a girl, so you're not going to stop.
You don't care. Right, that's one of those, I'm going to do this until I get busted or until we finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, the opportunities are too rare. You know what I mean?
They are. Still are to this day.
To this day, that is correct.
Exactly right.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So this was about 16 years ago when I had just entered the military and I was in Fort Lee, Virginia. I think the city that we ended up going to was Chester, I believe. And I was in, one of my friends had his girlfriends come down, or his girlfriend and her friends come down from Michigan to visit. So this girl and I ended up, we were down in the hot tub in the basement of the hotel and we started messing around. And we ended up getting interrupted by an old man and his grandson.
Oh.
So we were like, oh, and there was nobody else in the hot tub. So we would have had sex in the hot tub.
But wait, how old was this guy's grandson? An adult grandson or like a kid?
No, he was a kid.
Okay.
So like we were touching each other in the hot tub and it would have went further. But then all of a sudden we see, you know.
Old man and a child,
yeah. So like, all right. So we exit the hot tub, and we get through the doors to go up the stairs, and that's where it happened, right there
in the
stairwell of the hotel.
I think that's not a bad call.
No one uses the stairs,
right? Because everybody's too lazy. So you know,
it depends what floor. I would say that in my hotel experience.
The little hot tub was in the basement of the hotel, so it was. There weren't that many rooms. I don't know if there even were rooms down there. It's so long ago, I can't remember now.
It's not that, man.
I do remember the stairwell, though.
Say third floor down, people are willing to walk.
Did you ever see her again?
Nope.
Okay.
No, because she was from a different state.
Yeah.
She was visiting one of my friend's friends with her girlfriend. So
trust me, I would have gotten a number. That's why I'm asking. You want to have sex with me in a stairwell? Oh, man, you would have to stay in contact just in case we're ever in the area. You know what I mean?
I will buy that Greyhound bus ticket.
I should have got her number. She was very heavy in the chest department.
Okay.
Only if you stayed it like that.
Exactly.
I like them big boobs, girl. Give me that number.
She is heavy in the chest department.
Therefore, I would like to have your number and communicate further with you.
I would say hotel stairways, you got to watch out for weed smokers, too.
Yeah, but the weed smokers, it's kind of agreed, like, look, you can smoke your weed, I'm going to have sex, neither one of us wants to get ratted.
You smoke your weed in the stairwell?
No, I just don't like walking through the lobby if it's a state where it's not legal smelling like weed, so I take the stairs.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, then you wait about 20 minutes to come down, like, now I need chips and that ice cream. Got this little store down here tempting me.
Yeah, those are great now, man, I love
them. They are.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA. Now they have like a microwave. They got a microwave in there. They'll get frozen food. You can make all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
So if you smoke weed, good news. Stay at a hotel. Actually, don't, because room service gets expensive. Hello, Frankie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola. Hola.
I've done it at church life a lot.
Okay.
What's that?
He's done it at church
I've done
a
it
lot.
At church.
Okay.
A lot.
Is that because?
High school years, it's like the only time you're really around your girlfriend, kind of get away, and I know she starts giving you a little touch to back to you, and then keep you downstairs, and I don't know, 10 minutes to not make it look obvious, and go downstairs, find a room, wherever, where it's kind of secluded, and do a quick one, and.
You're beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the church.
I mean, listen, I've never had sex in the church. I don't think. Hold on.
No, I think that would be weird.
No, I have not had sex in the church, but I have heard so many people that have sex in the church that at this point, if I'm at a church and two people disappear, I'm just going to assume that they're having sex. Honestly. It must be easy to do there because so many people like that's their go-to.
I just always remember when I went to church, the only thing I could think about was not being in church.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was just like, when is this going to be over?
But
it's
different.
It's the same forever.
But if I knew I was going to go to church and I'm going to get laid, then it's like, yes, I really want to go to church today.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
You ever have sex at a church, Dan?
No.
No.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah. Well, churches, too, a lot of times, a lot of churches are open all the time. So people go in to pray or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
So it just...
Yeah.
There's opportunity?
There is, man. I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, someone's done it in that dome over there. We're looking at a church out the window, right? And I guarantee it's happening. Both sides.
It might be happening right now. Right. It's got two towers.
It had to have.
Every church, I mean, you just hear it so much, man. I mean, you hear it from adults. You hear it from people who are like, I was 16. Whatever.
Yep.
Apparently, churches, I guess there's a lot of nooks and crannies you can hide in. And they're always kind of dark and somber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's confessionals.
You can hide behind. Mm-hmm. Would you do it in a confessional? I feel like that'd be the safest place. Because if the priest is occupied, he's not going to be there.
But he can also slide the thing open if you're beside him. You know what I mean? There's that window.
That's what I mean. You need to go in.
You need to know if he's in there.
Right.
Ooh, what if he just thinks you're in there waiting and he just slides in and opens up and goes, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but...
And then it looks like an Italian porn.
But it's not like the movies. Generally, confession, there's certain times.
Right.
So you could go into a confessional booth.
All right.
The priest won't mess. I don't know. Just don't have sex in churches.
I'm a bucket list.
You know what I mean? Like, it feels like a safe rule to stand by.
I just think you're just going to, like, get struck by lightning when you walk out or something.
I don't know, man. Yeah. I mean, if it's convenient, you're going for convenience.
It depends on the situation.
That's exactly it.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Thomas. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Okay, this was 8 to 10 years ago. It was with my girlfriend at the time. We're at Downtown Disney in a parking lot in my car. She's performing karaoke on me.
You said this
Little
is a Disney?
Little did I know, Mickey's watchful eye was watching us. So he called the security and came down, and I almost went to jail that night. Luckily, I was given away with a warning and let go. But they told me to stay away from the premises for 48 hours. And I had to go back there because my friend's prom was, and you guessed it, like 48 hours. So I had to make like James Bond when it came to going to her prom that night. And luckily, I didn't get caught then.
Okay, but you did get back in.
Yeah,
okay.
I got back in.
Good.
Were you going to Downtown Disney, or was that just the lot you picked?
No, I was actually going to Downtown Disney for my friend's graduation dinner.
So I guess you didn't make the graduation dinner?
Nope.
Okay.
Do you even care?
Part of me says yes, but then
Part of me. Once you said part of me, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
That little bit of good inside of me says, well, you should. I just feel bad that I don't. I don't know. I feel like a Disney parking lot would be a great place for it. I really do. It's the happiest place on earth.
I just assume
cameras
anywhere in Disney.
I know that part. I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he's saying. That's why he got caught.
I would send one of the actual characters over. Like, instead of sending actual security. I mean, send security, too, but have, like, Donald Duck scold him for doing it. Or have Mickey show up and just kind of spread his hands. Like, what are you doing?
Goofy starts walking towards the car.
Well, gosh, now we have to ask you to leave.
His hands up in the air like, come on.
Chipping bridle.
Again?
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
We like to give hugs here, just not with our mouths. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, fellas.
Hola.
I got a good story. I was about 20 years ago. I was in my mid-20s and working at a bar right outside of, a restaurant bar right outside of Sun City. You guys know that area down there in Arizona? Sun City, Arizona?
Yeah. I have not been there, but I'm familiar with its existence, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of old folks down there, so that was the majority of the clientele we had inside. And a young girl comes in on a rare occasion and end up, you know, flirting with her as I'm tending bar, hanging out. She sticks around afterwards and wants to hang out, so I cleared out, finished up all my work, went out, started talking to her, hanging out in the booth. We start making out. Everything's going great. She says, hey, can we go outside? And I said, sure, yeah, no worries, let's go outside. So we walked outside, and she just takes control and pushes me down into a chair, gets on top of me and straddles me. And I've never been with a girl like this before, but this girl ended up exploding in a way that I've never felt before, and I thought she was urinating on me.
Good God.
Yeah, sorry. I mean, next thing I know, it was, like I say, first time ever having that done, and I was soaked, completely doused. And now I understand why she wanted to go outside. So,
you know, oh, I definitely God. Jesus, man.
How often do you think of her?
Every time it rains.
That hasn't happened since.
Every time I step out of the
every morning in the shower. I'm reminded. Went for a swim today. Thought of that girl.
Okay.
Wow, man.
Oh, man.
So far, you get my award for the story that took a turn I did not see coming.
This is a fun question.
I think the most redneck was like outside.
What?
What?
Like, it may have been, like, on a mountain that had been logged, so there was a giant stump.
You had sex on a stump?
Yeah.
You had stump sex. Yeah. I dig it, man. Seems convenient.
yeah. Stump sex.
Standing?
I was.
God, the visual of my head is
were you looking
awful.
Out over the mountain?
Taking in the view.
Did you find the stump and think this would be a good idea to have sex?
It was just I was approached with an opportunity, so I was like, yeah.
How about that stump over there?
Yeah, and they were like, I didn't really think we were going to, like, I was going to be using a stump. I was like, well.
Fight through it.
Hey, look, you got the city boy out of the country. And it could happen now.
Oh, my. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
I've had sex in the woods, but never on a stump.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing. We're both facing the same direction, and it was just a tree.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, like, sex is sex. It's great. It's fantastic. But it was not awkward in the sense of, oh, my God, I'm in the woods, but, like, just physically. Because the tree was not necessarily the prop we needed, but it's what we had, so we fought through it. But I'm like, yeah, we don't need to do
you
that.
You ever have sex on a beach before?
Yeah.
Negative.
Don't do it.
Dude, don't. It's
don't do
sand.
It. And I'll tell you what else. Okay, so they also, at this particular beach that I'm at, they have these sand groomers. All right, these sand groomers are these huge machines.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, they come through at night.
And clean, you know, the sand, and they smooth everything out.
Yeah.
It looks like something out of Star Wars. You can't believe
you
how
see them
big.
Coming down the beach.
And that was the timing on it, because they have lights on the front.
You know,
and so it's like, you know, like, shot clock.
Right. Go, like, go, go.
This thing is coming, and they run over people all the time.
Yeah.
They can't see them, because they're so big. You're supposed.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be out there. Don't have sex on the beach. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
If you are a fan of country music, there is an artist called Cam.
Cam?
You ever heard of Cam, Ted? Must be a new guy.
I have no idea. Started with if you're a fan of country music.
Right. I just didn't know. I mean, I know you like some country music. This guy's name is Cam, and he's got a new song called Till There's Nothing Left. And it has a lyric where, oh, it's a woman, where she sings me and you in the backseat. She says the song and the backseat action were inspired by her relationship with her husband. It's personal stuff, and after writing it, she hesitated about releasing the song, and then she had a reckoning. Quote, women talk about sex, and it starts to get weird for some reason. You feel embarrassed because you've been shamed about it for whatever. Well, me and my husband, we'll go have quickies in the backseat. But do I talk about it out loud? No, I couldn't possibly. I had to have a moment with myself like, no, sex is ours too. This is my love. I get to talk about commitment I have, and I can sing about that too and how romantic it can be. But yeah, we like to have sex in the backseat. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
Talk about it out loud. I'll just write songs about it and release them as soon as.
I have a feeling that if she is a country music star and she is famous right now, that this Cam person is probably pretty attractive.
You think, in the world of country music.
Yes, yes, she is. Okay, mm-hmm. There you go. Okay.
Yeah, but she also looks like she'd have sex in the back seat a lot.
She really does.
Yeah.
She really does. Like, hey, you, top in the back, you know you want to.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLA.
By the way, I'm clean.
I'm glad that on your Google search, they also included a picture of Cam Newton. Just kind of ruined the moment for us.
Kiss from a rose.
Here's a comment that comes in. It says, I'm almost ashamed to admit I hooked up with my now fiance inside of a refrigerator box that was laying outside of his parents' cabin. Now, no one else was around except his uncle, who was at his cabin across the street. Of course, that was right when he decided to walk over and check in on us. Totally got caught because his belt was outside of the box.
Oh.
Can't say I've ever had sex in a refrigerator box, but I'm not above it either. Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola.
So, my story, I'm pretty ashamed of it for a couple reasons, but starts with, pretty much all through high school.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Well, I have no room to talk.
I was waiting.
But come on, you idiot.
Come on, potty mouth.
You can't say it. Miles can.
Yeah. All right, Daniel, so you play guitar or marching band?
Yeah, and so I was the teacher's assistant for 3 out of the 4 years that I was in high school. And my senior year, there was one point where the band teacher was gone for almost like a week straight. And the substitute teacher that they had knew nothing. She had no idea wherever anything was at. She could never remember which key on the key ring was for to lock up the doors and all that. And so she, after like the second day, ended up just giving me the key to lock up every day. And there was one day that I locked up, and as I was walking to the office to return the key to them, I realized I forgot something. So I was walking back, and I was like, wow, there's no one down here. And so I ended up texting my girlfriend at the time. And she pretty much met me down there, and we kind of did it in the band teacher office.
Oh, the romance.
Yeah.
That's nice.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. You play guitar in a band, marching band, rock band, doesn't matter. You go get you some booty.
You still play guitar?
Oh, yeah.
Are you live? Daniel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, cool. All right.
I'm here.
Yeah, of course you still play guitar. Does it still work for you?
Sometimes. Not really right now, because the girl that I'm married to, I can play guitar too, so.
Yeah, she's unimpressed.
Right, exactly. I've seen that song. You only know five of them.
Not right now.
Yeah.
Because the girl I'm married to, but you know, a couple years.
You wait.
Drop this dead weight.
Find me a woman who likes my guitar. Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-0.
Why would you ever stop playing guitar?
Right. If you can play guitar, you keep playing guitar. I mean, there's benefits to playing an instrument. Mm-hmm. There really is.
I believe you. I don't know.
Well, it's like, if you can throw a ball, you don't reach an age, you go, done throwing balls.
True. But then again, you probably don't get laid just because you throw a ball. But somehow you can break out your stupid guitar, play some crappy song. But it depends on the song you play, right? Yes. I feel like the guys that do it, they play like this garbage you've been playing, Robin, like More Than Words. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a horrible song. It is a terrible song. It sucked before they were done writing it. But somehow, if you have a guitar and play this, now it's the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And trust me, I have no bitterness toward guitar players at all. Tony. My boy Tony, this guy, he plays guitar very well. We were always in a rock band, so we did crunchy, hard stuff. That's what we did. If he saw a chick in the audience, then everything changed, right? And he's like Mr. Showboat guy, and he plays all these little things, and you see them swoon, and I'm like, this dude goes on with chicks. I mean, every time we play, hey, don't worry, dude, I'll get your guitar rig for you. Yeah, I know. No, I know, you got to go out to her car and have sex with her, because you played a guitar solo, so I'll go ahead and unplug all your stuff and
load
your heavy crap while you... Although I will say this, one of my favorite moments with him, it was basically that scenario. And he runs back into the bar. He's talking to me about something. And I knew he's having sex with this chick out in the car. She had this little itty-bitty thing. As he's talking to me, my buddy Leon's there too, we see the headlights of her car pop on. She drove off. Problem was, his shoes and his jacket were in her car.
Oh.
I loved that moment. I really
shoes.
Did. Oh, yeah, she just pulled
shoes.
Off.
Where are you almost ashamed to admit that you hooked up? 844-999-OLAM. Are your calls here in seconds.
Shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.